Well, we're still a few weeks away from the official sugaring season. I guess we've been far from it the last couple of weeks. There's no trees thawed out over the last few weeks. But it will be before long. But this morning we are talking a little bit about maple, and i.e. the one of the Vermont Maple Conferences is coming to Lamoille County at the end of the month. And Mark Iselhart, our resident sugaring expert here from the UVM Extension Service, joins us this morning. Yeah, I guess it's a little early to start talking about tapping.
good morning.
Morning.
It isn't too early. If you have one of these big operations that you're talking, 70, 80, 90,000 taps, it just takes a certain amount of time to get them all in. And a lot of these big guys are going to be getting their crews ramped up really after the first of the year, just so they can capture the first real runs and not be behind.
So there are some that are preparing even right now then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can't wait till actually the weather starts warming up, because by then you got to be prepared.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get, I guess it depends on the size of your operation and how long it takes you to get ready then.
It really does. And a lot of times it's a very exciting time. People are really trying to go, go, go. But there are some things you want to be concerned about. You don't want to tap into really hard frozen wood. You can do a little damage to that layer of cells that's underneath the bark that will, come spring, start to add new wood to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to take your time and not really pound in those spouts and potentially crack that
right.
layer of cells.
Right. While there is some preparation going on, of course, there's a big event coming up at the end of this month in Hyde Park. It's one of the Vermont Maple Conferences, I guess. So they do these throughout the entire state then, right?
So this is a partnership between the UVM Extension Maple Program and the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association. And we organize two events. One is on January 20th in Brattleboro. And if anyone's down there or wants to make a road trip, mm-hmm. you're certainly welcome. And then the other one will be on the 27th, and that'll be back at Lamoille Union High School. This past year, we did it at PA, but we're going to go back to Lamoille. It'll be on the 27th. Registration opens at 7:30 in the morning, and then the welcoming and introduction is at 8:15.
Right. So this is at Lamoille. So tell me a little bit about the conference and what happens, and who are the people that actually go to these conferences?
Sure. So the main target audience would be maple producers or people interested in becoming maple producers. We really try to make the program relevant to anybody interested in maple. Producers of all sizes. I mean, we'll have bucket operation, small couple of tap people attending, and we'll have everything to the people who are making 40,000 gallons of syrup a year. So it's the whole gambit. We've heard from our evaluations that producers are interested in just about everything, but specifically right now they're concerned about issues of overproduction and how we're going to market all this syrup. So we have an emphasis on marketing both broadly, globally, but also like how individual operations can market their syrup either online or, do different ways of marketing their syrup.
So there are kind of workshops in between, and then I guess you do some touring of some of the maple operations around here too.
Well, not the Maple Conference. We do it's basically concurrent sessions. So we have 23 different classes to choose from. Each one is just about an hour long. So over the course of the day, you get to choose from four different time slots. Think about it kind of like going to school, period one, period two, period three. And then within those four time slots, there are, I believe, six different rooms you can choose from.
Oh, I see.
So the presenters are generally researchers or extension people or maple producers who have a unique take on either production or marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other couple of issues people are concerned about and we've heard is regulation. Where is maple? A lot of times the image of maple is sort of a very modest, sort of pastoral, old-timey way of producing syrup, and in reality most of the syrup is made with some level of high technology, tubing, vacuum, RO,
that sort of thing.
So people are concerned about how regulation might impact producers, and so we have some presentations, actually from some of the regulators, talking about where maple fits.
So is this a one-day conference on the 27th?
Yeah, it's a one-day conference. It goes, like I said, open doors open at 7:30, and it'll go to 3:30, 3:45. If you're a member of the producers of the Sugar Makers Association, it's $10 to enter, and plus 15 for lunch. And mm-hmm. if you're not a member, it's 40 plus lunch.
Right. So even if there's even folks that are just kind of getting an inkling, saying, you know, I've got a small operation, or I could have a small operation, and I'd like to just see what it's like. I mean, it's open to them as well, though.
Yeah, and people consistently say, I learned enough in that one day to easily cover the cost of admission maybe a few times over. It's figuring out how best to get the most yield from your taps. It's how to make good product and not put, you know, something that's not tasty, you know, in the retail container. Mm. So it's something for everybody. There'll be stuff on climate change in maple. There'll be something about looking at forest tent caterpillar. I know a lot of producers in Lamoille County have been impacted by that. So we'll have an update on how many acres were defoliated and results from surveys looking at how much we're going to get next year.
Right. Yeah. So because we've surpassed 1 million gallons over the last many years each year.
We're just under 2 million gallons is sort of the past 2 years have been just under 2 million. And the yields per tap, the amount of syrup producers are getting per tap, that's been rising too. So that's technology. That's careful leak checking.
Right.
It's
And of course the main factor, which you have no control over, of course, is the weather.
So the weather, right.
Weather is the big one, though.
It does drive the ship, but yeah. There are things that producers can do to mitigate or
make the most make of the whatever most of what weather you get. Have. Yeah. So if folks want to find out more information about the conference, can they go right to the Vermont Maple website?
They can. So we have a program. It's called the Maple Mainline. It's a pretty nice document. It's got little summaries about all 23 different talks, and there's a copy of that at the UVM Extension Maple page. So if you just Google UVM Maple Extension, you'll land there.
Okay.
Check out the Maple Mainline. And actually, registration is being done by the Sugar Makers Association.
Okay.
And that's vermontmaple.org.
Now, do you do that the day of, or can you do it in advance online?
You can do both. Okay. You can do online with a credit card, and you can do it day of when you walk in. It'll be people who are longtime attendees will notice a change. We're going to be using the middle school entrance instead of the high school entrance will be our start jumping off point.
I'm sure there'll be signs to direct people where to go there.
There may even be some donuts and coffee.
Ooh, okay.
And the other thing I'll point out is that unfortunately we won't have the culinary program doing the lunch. That's always a big hit. Unfortunately, it sounds like they don't have quite the number of students in the program right now to staff a full meal. Okay. We get about 350 people at this event.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big turnout. So it'll be catered, but it'll also be tasty.
I'm sure there'll be some maple products in there somewhere.
Oh, yes.
I can't help that. All right. Again, that is the Vermont Maple Conference happening, the one in Lamoille County, happening on January 27th, which must be a Saturday then.
It's a Saturday, yep. Okay. And if people have more questions and they don't feel like going online, they want to give me a call. I'm based out of the Proctor Maple Research Center in Underhill, and you can find my contact information on the website
okay,
as well.
We'll find
but
you.
Okay. If you have any maple questions, feel free to give me a call.
All right. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to later in the year when things really start picking up in the weather for the actual maple season.
It'll be here before we know it.
I think so, yeah. Well, of course, the last couple of weeks was hard to tell, but it was nice today, that's for sure. Mark Isselhard from the UVM Extension Service with us this morning. Well, good. Well, good luck with that, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks, Roland.
Thanks, Mark.